How sleep apnea affects addiction recovery. The link between sleep apnea and addiction recovery is highly important, especially for places like Inspire Recovery Center that focus on both holistic and dual diagnosis care. Sleep difficulties frequently coexist with substance use disorder, SUD, and can substantially impede an individual's efforts to maintain sobriety. Because I can't get to a specific article from the Inspire Recovery Center, I will write a humanized, plain text draft of an article that follows the rules in your master prompt, step 2. When you first decide to stop drinking, the most important things to do are to stop using drugs, deal with cravings, and deal with withdrawal. But one of the biggest obstacles to long-term recovery is often there in front of you in the bedroom, your sleep. In particular, obstructive sleep apnea, OSA, a frequent and deadly condition. Sleep apnea is more than just loud snoring. Breathing stops and begins all night long, which is a very significant medical issue. It puts a lot of stress on the body and mind all the time, which makes it very hard for anyone who is trying to stay sober. Why sleep apnea and addiction often go together? Addiction and sleep health are in a strong and harmful feedback loop. A lot of the drugs that people abuse make sleep apnea worse or cause it to happen in the first place. What alcohol does? Alcohol is a depressant for the central nervous system. Using a lot of it, or even a little bit before bed, relaxes the muscles of the throat, which makes them collapse more often and easily as you sleep. This makes apnea episodes much worse. Opioids and sedatives. Drugs like opioids and benzodiazepines lower the body's natural urge to breathe. This can cause central sleep apnea, which is when the brain doesn't give the signal to breathe or make existing OSA worse. Also, using sedatives to knock yourself out typically results in sleep that is very broken up and of poor quality, which hides the sleep issue. Weight gain. People who abuse drugs and alcohol for a long time generally eat poorly and gain weight, which is a major risk factor for developing OSA because excess tissue around the neck compresses the airway. The direct effect on sobriety. Recovery is hard work for the mind and body. Not getting enough sleep because of untreated sleep apnea directly hurts the mental functions you need to stay sober. Destruction of executive function. Sleep apnea breaks up your sleep cycle, which stops your brain from correctly storing memories and recharging the prefrontal cortex, which is in charge of executive functions. These functions include controlling impulses, making decisions based on logic, managing emotions, and formulating plans. If your executive function isn't working right, it becomes much tougher to resist a sudden urge. Worse, mood control. When you're always tired, you may feel anxious, irritable, or depressed. Someone who is tired and often angry is much more likely to have a relapse than someone who is well-rested and stable. The emotional torment is just too much, and you feel the need to self-medicate to numb the ache or calm your racing thoughts. Poor judgment. When you don't get enough sleep, it's hard to make decisions. People may skip 12-step meetings, ignore their sponsors or therapist's counsel, or actively look for dangerous situations because they can't think clearly because they are always sleep-deprived. Hormonal chaos, dopamine drain, sleep apnea messes up the production and regulation of important neurotransmitters, such as dopamine. Addiction has already messed with the brain's dopamine reward system. Adding a sleep issue that makes brain chemistry even more unbalanced makes it almost hard to feel genuine pleasure or reward. This makes the individual want to go back to the fake reward of drugs or alcohol, incorporating sleep health into the treatment. Because of these things, modern effective recovery facilities know that treating addiction without addressing sleep apnea is like treating a fever without treating the sickness. Getting the right diagnosis and treatment, which frequently includes a basic device.